automatically extend it back out shoulder height. Same as with the right arm. Do you understand that, sir?
Hell no!
Mr. Turner.
Hell no!
You understand what I read to you?
Hell no! Fuck this shit! Hell no!
Hold your feet together.
Hell no!
Arms at your sides.
Hell no!
Eyes closed.
Hell no! Hell no!
This is full disclosure. We ain't shit, but we was raised right. I'm Neek, and the we and we ain't shit today is me, myself, and I. Thank you guys for tuning in to my podcast. I appreciate you listening. Sit down, grab some paper, get you a pen, if you will, and let's jump into what this is going to be about. I am a very opinionated black woman, mother, who is ready to share, laugh, get the kikis in, and also, you know, drop some knowledge if I can. I ain't qualified. I ain't certified. I'm no guru, but I'm going to do it anyway. I feel as though it is time to start talking about the shit we don't want to talk about. It's time to talk about things that we've been talking about for years. I just want to bring the conversation to the forefront. And no matter how shitty it is, we figure it out. So, hey friend, let's talk. Why is it so fucking hard to maintain a healthy relationship, not just with someone else, but with yourself? I just feel as though we put so much focus on other people and what they can bring to you and how they can make you feel and all the things that they can say and do. And we put none of the focus, absolutely none, on who we are. If I'm speaking for myself, when I was growing up, most of what I learned was through example, and a lot of what I learned was also through just hearing things here and there. It was always an external look. It was always, this person is supposed to make you feel like that. This person is do this. It was never, you do this for yourself. You have these things for yourself. Everything that I was taught was, and I absorbed, was it has to come from someone else, right? So the hard part about it was that growing up, you had to learn that, okay, at some fucking point, you're going to have to take care of yourself. And just speaking my truth, until I was about 26, 27, I literally thought that it was a man's job to take care of me. And I was waiting on someone to take the fuck care of me. Now, don't ask me where I got that from, because I feel like it's been ingrained in us since we've been hatched into this earth, if you will, that it's a man's job to take care of a woman. And I got so lost in just trying to find and be in a relationship, be in some shit, that I just did not know who the fuck I was. And I was waiting on this man to come and show me who I was. Why is it that we just cannot, from the beginning, get it together? Well, I think it has a lot to do with where we come from, who we come from, what they've come from, who they are, what they've been. Growing up, it was just very hard for me to just even think of not being in a relationship. I think society has ingrained in us that it is a woman's responsibility to make sure that she has a man, and then from there, her life is good. She's set. She's great. Not necessarily saying, okay, well, it's a good man and he's treating her, you know. No, it's have a man, girl, and you good. Why is that? The challenge is to find someone who, and that's all we have been, you know, raised to do, is find someone. It just doesn't It doesn't really feel right, right? You always in search of something and in search of someone else. And the problem is, you should be in search of you and what you want and what you like. But because of society, because of your family, your parents, your friends, what they've taught, what books, anything, you feel like you are not complete unless you find that one. That is a load of bullshit. The one you're looking for is you. The one you're looking for is you. The one who's going to provide you with this love that's never going to leave and never going to fade away is you. And I had to, listen, I've endured some painful lessons just to figure that shit out. So, friend, today I want to challenge everyone to understand that love is great. It's beautiful. Relationships are wonderful. Relationships can make you feel, there's such a euphoric feeling, and you just get so into it and ingrained into it. And what happens is we start to use that as our main source, right? And your main source is this love from someone else. And it keeps you thriving, pumping. We take care of it. We nurture it. We do all this shit. Oh, my God. We got to do this for our man. We got to get sexy for our man. We got to make sure we cook, clean, all this shit for our man. And then the moment that the love that this particular person was giving you fades, so do you. You begin to fade into the background, trying to figure out what the hell went wrong, why he not doing what he was doing before, why this person not doing that. And then you become obsessed with making a person be in your life when they have shown you time and time again that they're going to let your ass down, they're going to take what you got, and be gone. But because you have society telling you, this is how you make your man do this, this is how you make your man do that, we continue to stay, we continue to drag, and we continue to have these empty relationships with people who are just literally reflecting back to us who we are. And I truly believe that life is a mirror, in a sense, of who you are is what you get reflected back to you. Now, don't listen. Don't come telling me that, oh, well, I'm a great person. No, what I mean is you attract certain things and you attract certain behaviors and patterns in your life, and it's up to you to figure it out. So what I want to say is just calm the fuck down, okay? Not every person on this earth has to be in a relationship to fulfill them. No one should have to be in a relationship to fulfill who they are. You are great on your own. You're dope on your own. You're perfect on your own. And a relationship is just the icing on a cake, not the entire cake. You got so many people out here who want to get married. You got so many people out here who are just looking for this bullshit-ass excuse of a relationship to validate their worth and their dopeness. And the reason why I'm saying this is because it was me. Hands up if it's the truth. And a lot of times, I wanted so badly to be validated as a woman. I accepted so much. Because I felt like a relationship made me worthy. A relationship said, oh, somebody wants me. And that was genuinely my truth and genuinely my struggle of insecurities and wanting to be, you know, loved by somebody else because I didn't see how loving me was beneficial. So I'm on a self-love journey. We're doing this podcast. We ain't shit, but we was raised right. Me, myself, and I. My thoughts, my feelings. And that was my little talk for today. I want to start you guys off with just something to think about. Like, listen, it's not always going to be a motherfucker that's going to be beside you, kissing on you, hugging on you. And you need to be okay with that. And I'm not saying that you're going to be lonely forever. But what I am saying is that the longer you continue to postpone your love for yourself, the longer you will continue to suffer and feel as though you're going to be waiting forever for a partner. The end goal should be, I don't feel like you as a person should have an end goal for yourself. I'm sorry, let me make that clear. You should have
self-love all the time. But your end goal should not be to end up with someone who's going to give you what you already have. We are boxes, I like to say, and we have a load of shit that's inside of us. It's just a matter of unpacking them. But it's not up for somebody else to unpack your box for you. You have to get in the box and figure out what the fuck you got and use what you have to get everything that you want. So, I'm going to tie that up. And that's y'all little nugget for today, girl. The first one's free, girl. Okay? But I just wanted to say that because I felt like a lot of times we don't give ourselves enough credit of what we actually have. We don't take good inventory of what we have to offer ourselves. Not the world, not a nigga, not a man, hell, not a woman. We never give ourselves enough credit for who we are. It's time to take inventory, people. Take inventory of the shit that you have, whether it be good, bad, ugly, or indifferent. Take inventory so you know. Because taking inventory is going to allow you to see that, hey, I have these things in me. You are going to have to create the life that you want with the things that are in your box. So that's like a little segment I like to call Pep Talks with Neek, you know, because I feel like we need them. All right. We're going to move right along with our next segment, which is for the 18. And in this segment, what I'm going to be talking about is shit that's going on in the world today. Things that I saw that were just caught my attention. And I'm like, hey, give y'all a little bit of my, I guess, insight on some shit. First of all, let's go ahead and start off by saying the king and queen have came to collect edges as they normally do around this time. You know, tax time has come and gone. However, Jay-Z and Beyonce did not neglect to collect their coin. On the Run 2 tour is underway, and I cannot fucking wait. I already got my tickets, and I am ready to go. I just want to point out, like, I genuinely feel that this concert is going to be everything. And I always feel that because I'm a huge Beyonce fan. For those who know me, they know I love the girl down. So I am just ready. These tickets are on sale already. If you don't have yours by now, girl, what are you doing? But I'm in Miami, so shout out to everybody who's in Miami. She's going to be here August 31st, and I cannot wait. I keep saying she as if Jay-Z's not on. I mean, girl, look. I like Jay-Z and everything, but, you know, as a Beyonce fan, you know, I'm still kind of side-eyeing him. But you know what, girl? We're not going to get on that. Y'all go out to this tour and just have a good time. I'm not gonna lie to you. My first time going to Beyonce, doing the first On the Run tour, it was everything. Like, that was one of the best tours I've ever been to. And I thought, oh my God, well, you know, I'm gonna have some time to sit down because Jay-Z, you know, I'm a fan, but I'm like, I like his music, but I don't know his songs like that. So I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have some time to sit down, girl. I was up dancing for Jay-Z and damn Beyonce. I was tired as hell, but they really put on a great show. Like, the overall product, you already know, it's Beyonce caliber. Overall production was amazing. So if you get a chance to check it out, girl, you should go ahead and get a little taste of the On the Run too. And I'm definitely gonna give y'all an episode about the tour after it happens, because I'm definitely gonna be excited. So shout out to Jay-Z and Beyonce. If you're listening, hey, girl. What's next? So, as far as I'm seeing, it's been a year of everybody cutting their damn hair. I don't necessarily understand why, but I mean, hey, shit. It is what it is. I see a picture that Tamar cut all of her hair off. I don't actually know if it's like a big chop for her to go natural or just something she's doing to change up the look. All right, so quiet as kept. I'm not the biggest Tamar fan. I can definitely agree that she's an awesome singer. I can definitely agree that her first album post her coming out as a reality TV star was phenomenal. And that's kind of much what you're going to get from me with Tamar. I don't personally dislike her because I don't know her, duh. But she just gives me way too much all the time. But I do recognize that she's a singer, and this little haircut that's been popping over in it, it's not for me, guys. Sorry, not sorry. If that's your fave, don't be in my comments talking shit. I just don't like the haircut. I always feel like Tamar just looks a little weird to me, a little funny. So yeah, pass. What else do I care about this week? No, not that. Oh, please. Hell no, not that. So, yeah. So, about this Austin bomber and the little bit of information I do have on it, I just want to know, why the fuck are people so hateful? This person is sending packages to what it looks to be minorities in the Austin area. And they've supposedly, the news now is that they've caught the bomber and that he's dead. My question is, and I just want to know, maybe it's just me, but why isn't this all over the radio? Oh, I'm sorry, radio, TV, everywhere. I don't see it everywhere. I see it, you know, here and there. But no one is talking about it. Like, what's going on? You know what I mean? Like, what is really going on that we are not talking about this? This is something that is a terrorist attack. And I feel like they're being really hush-hush about it. I just want to say, like, I don't understand why people take a blind eye to killing other people. Doesn't matter if it is black, white, or whatever. But this particular issue is involving minorities. And it seems as if they always want to slow foot when it comes to us. And another black boy, unarmed black boy, just got killed again recently. And it's just, it's almost so sad that you get tired of the same rhetoric. And I know we can't afford to get tired because of who we are as a people, but you get so sick of the attack on us. And I know a lot of people who are not, you know, minorities would not understand, but you gotta understand, like, it's always the same old shit. And the moment we say something and fight back, everyone has so many issues and any problems. Listen, bro, I'm getting sad just thinking about it. I don't wanna get dark. I'm trying to find something that is just not gonna send me into a whole ass rage. So, I feel like nothing really happened that big this week that made me want to, like, dive in. Dive in like Trey Songz. Yeah. So, let's talk about Rihanna with her collection of lingerie. I am here for it. Do you understand me? First of all, it ain't pretty much shit Rihanna can put out that I won't be into. Lingerie, yes, here for it. And I heard that she is trying to be as inclusive as she was with this makeup, with these, you know, lingerie, so she gonna have big girl clothes up to 3X, and yes, I'm here for it. I think she is a classic example of a businesswoman right now, showing you, like, she is literally fucking up the market. She has the Puma with the sporty, she has a Puma with the pretty, you know, like the, you know, girly sporty kind of clothes. Now she's doing the Fenty Beauty, where she is literally slaying the girls with the all-inclusive. Not saying she's the first all-inclusive makeup collection, however, just out the gate, 40 shades, come on sis, collect edges as you should. And now she's, you know, doing lingerie. I just really want to... I feel as though Rihanna is just, like, doing the damn thing, of course. But she's also being very smart about it and being very intentional, which I love with women in business, because a lot of times you'll get a celebrity who will just put their name on something. And it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, like, they just put their name on this particular collection. They don't really have any involvement. And then when the backlash comes out, it's, oh, well, she wasn't as involved. No, she seems to be very involved. Excuse me. And she's doing a lot. And I definitely respect. She's doing a lot of dope things, and I respect that. Speaking of Rihanna, side-eyes to Snapchat with they old disrespectful ass. They put up a post saying, would you rather slap Rihanna or punch Chris Brown? And I think this was done in such poor taste. I don't give a damn if it was some sort of edit and it got leaked, you know, mistakenly. This is just a horrible blow to add to all the other fuck shit that's going on with Snapchat, i.e. them changing up the goddamn format and shit just looking all crazy and stupid. But, you know, for anyone to think it's okay to mock someone who has been a victim of domestic violence is sick. And Snapchat as an app, an organization, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, I just feel like, how did that even get greenlighted? You know, a lot of times you see shit on TV, you be like, how the fuck did that get past all these eyes, ears, people? It's so tone deaf and insensitive, and you just like, what the fuck? I don't get it. But anyway, I just feel like, of course, now the stocks are plummeting for Snapchat, because honestly, I really thought Snapchat was going a lot of places and it was doing a lot, because at one point everybody was on Snapchat. Nobody wasn't really fucking with Instagram like that because they have filters and it was fun and shit like that. Now it's like the app is on a slow decline. And bitch, for what you said about Rihanna, rot. And I hope the app eventually gets that shit together, because I ain't gonna lie, I'll do, you know, some Snapchat filters here and there. But yeah, until y'all fix that layout, y'all got a lot of shit going on over that Snapchat, and a lot of people ain't really fucking with y'all for that, and I can't blame them. What's next? So about this Black China sex tape, I know this may be a little old, but all right. So I saw it, and I didn't really. I know a lot of people saying that she can't suck dick, she can't do this. I did not really see that she could not suck dick. What I saw was that she was just, you know, playing with it. I didn't really. What I saw was not something. Maybe I didn't see the whole thing, but what I saw was not something to judge her skills off of. She was putting it in her mouth and asking for more. I don't know exactly where that came from or what's that about, but yeah, I can't say that she can't suck dick. What I will say is maybe it was a horrible angle, because I guess like the way she was laying, I don't know. Listen, I love how we had Safari come along with, you know, Wakanda strong, Wakanda long-ass dick, and then now Black China comes along with this, you know, sex tape, and she's a whore, she this, she that. We always have to bash the woman for her, you know, being open with her sexuality, which I'm sure she didn't leak her own fucking sex tape or, you know, mini clips or whatever the fuck. But regardless, we're bashing her for whatever and saying, you know, saying all this shit about, you know, her. But Safari gets praised. Now, don't get me wrong, the dick is praiseworthy. Hallelujah. Sorry, I did not mean to say hallelujah. I ain't shit. Oh, wow. The dick is praiseworthy because it's, you know, it's fucking gorgeous. But why is it that Black China is trashed and you know, we talk shit about her, but, you know, Safari gets, you know, the pass, and he's sitting up on a pedestal right now with hoes literally pushing bitches out the way to put their ass on his dick. We need to do better. What else happened? Listen, don't come for me. I promise next week I will be very much so prepared. I am doing this on a fly. You gotta get it in when you can get it in, girl. Listen. Yeah, pretty much I don't give a shit about anything else that's going on. I may have missed something, but... Oh, so listen. I saw something that I wanted to say and discuss. I see a lot of people with this guy who did, he had a video clip that went viral. I want to say his name is Jahidian. Mr. Rice and Cabbage. Okay. So here's my thing. Now, I love me some Mr. Rice and Cabbage. I think he is fine as hell. Definitely sexy, body all toned up and everything like that. Great. Now, he came and I think he did a post. It was probably like a month ago, 2 months ago. And was like, he's not gay anymore. He's dating women. Everybody was talking shit. Oh, how you not gay no more? This, that, and the other. First of all, I just want everybody to know that that's that man fucking business, one. Two, I know people are so sick. People at my job are so sick of me saying this. Sexuality is a spectrum. You can literally be attracted to both sexes. Sorry, people. Know y'all hate, you know, that. It's his business or what he wants to do. My biggest thing is, as long as you're being honest with everybody in the situation, everybody that's involved, who the fuck cares that he got a girlfriend now? Why? Because people want to be messy. And why? Because people want to judge and throw stones at the girl for saying, oh, you fucking a nigga who's gay. Listen, if she's happy, what the fuck does it matter? If he's happy, the nigga fine as fuck. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. He got a nice ass body. Shit. If he want to fuck with women and men, I don't understand what the problem is in today's society where people have to judge and place all of their motherfucking issues and insecurities on everyone else's situation. Listen, I don't have a heaven or a hell to put nobody in. So I cannot tell you, sit here and say, oh, gay is wrong. Listen, I love people for who the fuck they are and who they present themselves as to me. I don't have time to put people in a basket. I do not have time to put people in hell, bitch. I don't have a hell. So this man want to go out here and date a woman? Fine. This man want to go out here and date niggas? Fine. I don't give a fuck. If you cool with me, you cool with me. I love you regardless. I'm not here to judge and place my, you know, what I feel is true on anyone. I agree that, you know, some people are out here moving foul. That DL shit ain't shit to be played with, and a lot of people getting their hearts broken. A lot of people are catching shit that they don't have the fucking business catching if they were with a partner who respected them enough to be truthful. But this young man seems to be very truthful about who he is. He doesn't seem to be hiding anything. So I don't understand what the fuck the problem is. Why everybody's so fucking surprised? Get over it, people. Like, we all need to get out of ourselves. Like, sexuality is such a huge subject, and people don't even understand how sexuality works. It is very possible for you to be attracted to the same sex. It's very possible for you to be attracted to the opposite sex at the same time. And I don't see what the big deal is. It's not that big of a deal. Like, just let it go. Stop judging. Stop. And then, like, people tagging the video and stuff and saying the shit under his comments just to be messy. And it's like, wow, the world we live in is full of hate. And if people focus more on their own shit, they wouldn't give a fuck about this nigga having a girlfriend. Why you single? Hello? So that's going to wrap it up for the 18. Just want to keep in mind that which is me, myself, and I today. I am going to have some co-hosts on. We're going to talk about some dope-ass shit. We're going to talk and get down to the nitty-gritty of everything I could possibly get my hands on because I like to run my mouth. But I also want you guys to please, if you have any questions, send your questions over. If you would like my advice, if you just like to give me a shout out, you like whatever, I'm open to whatever, however, whomever, send your questions over to ask full disclosure, FULLDISCLOSURE @gmail.com. And I will be sure to feature you guys on the show. Listen, if you're scared, go to church. If you're scared to send me an email, Because you're afraid that I'm going to use your identity, girl. I will make up a fake name for you, girl. We'll make up a fake identity. Just send the questions over, child. It's not that serious, girl. Let me know what's going on. Also, I am still trying to keep up with, you know, making sure this is a weekly thing. If you're interested in possibly coming on here and sharing some ideas with me, let me know. I do have a few people in mind, but, you know, for the most part, it's just going to be me and my crazy ass opinion. I'm going to be bringing you guys some off-the-wall-ass topics because I'm an off-the-wall-ass individual. Get into it. And listen, I just want to share with you guys a word. Pick it up. Pick it up and use it. Without a fuckboy, you can soar. And you may ask me, Neek, what do you mean by that? What I mean is, without a nigga stressing you the fuck out, got your hair falling all out, ain't about shit, don't have shit, don't want to do shit, without a nigga like that, you can soar. I know it may not seem that way right now, because there is somebody going through it with a fuck nigga as we speak. The demons have got you bound. But once you let go, girl, once you let go of that fuck nigga, you can soar and the sky is the limit. So, with that being said, I want everybody who has a testimony, who has been with a fuck boy and had their life turned upside down, round and round, in and out, but somehow managed to survive and now they are on the softer side of life. Hello. send me your testimonies. I want to read that shit out loud. I want this to be an inspiration so everybody can understand that, bitch, yes, at this point, you may be dumb for this nigga, but there is help on the other side. There is, you know, refuge, bitch. you can get over the shit. You can let it go, cause it's not always gonna be here. You can let it go, and I want for everyone else's stories to inspire you to say, bitch, if she can get through that, I can get through this. So please, if you have a testimony, that's what I like to call it, cause bitch, deliverance. If you have a testimony and you want to share it about how a fuck nigga took your ass, you know, ruined your life, and then you managed to get yourself back on your feet and you're doing so much better, please send it over to askfulldisclosure@gmail.com. I will read it aloud on the show if I have co-hosts on. We will really read it out on the show. If you want to remain anonymous, you can also do that as well. Make a fake name for your child. We just want to spread the word that there is help and hope after you let this nigga go. And it's like, it seems like after you drop a fuckboy, it's like God just start putting stuff in your life. You start getting blessings here, money here, doing little things. It's just like, I just want to share. We need to spread the word. Because there's too many of us out here that are dope as fuck, hanging up on a nigga who ain't about shit. So, that's going to wrap it up for me today, guys. I just want to thank you guys for listening. If you want to hit me up on social sites, I am Neek Ford, NEEK FORD on Facebook. On Instagram, I am Flawlessly Neek, FlawlessslyNoir, Neek Noir. I have a Twitter. Flawlessly Neek is where you can find me on Twitter. Stay in touch, guys. Y'all gonna be hearing from me every week. It's something I'm trying to bring to you guys every week. I want some dope ass content. I really want to just get shit out here because I have a message. I really want us to be, listen, I love us for real, okay? I love us for real. Sorry, Monique. But I do really want to share because I have, listen, I done been through some shit and we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna get this shit out. And like I said, I ain't shit. I just want y'all to keep that in mind. Keep it in mind. I'm not shit. I ain't shit, but I was raised right. And I do have a general concept of, you know, decency. So thank y'all for listening. If you've been listening this far, you're the real MVP. Hit me up and let me know what y'all think in the comments about, you know, today's episode. And I'm gonna see y'all next week. Girl, let me go put these greens on. I'll call you back.
No! Girl, you closed your mouth. motherfucking eyes.
Sir.
Hell no.
Hey, you must be getting him some pussy or
Mr.
something.
Mr. Turner.
Hell no.
Mr. Turner.
Are you going to do the physical performance test?
Hell no. What motherfucking breath test?
You're going to take a breath test.
Hell no.